3 weeks out from the first Ashes test, Tim Payne has resigned as the captain of Australia's test cricket team after a sexting scandal buried by Cricket Australia almost 4 years ago burst into the public arena. The matter regarding sexually explicit messages and photos sent to a female colleague was quietly investigated by Cricket Australia in 2018, not long after Payne assumed the captaincy in the wake of the ball tampering scandal involving former captain Steve Smith. At the time, Payne was cleared of any breach of Cricket Australia's code of conduct. But now that it's all become public, he's fallen on his sword, stating his actions in 2017 don't meet the standard of an Australian cricket captain. Jamie Travers prepared this report.
I've loved my role as captain of the Australian cricket team, and it's been the greatest privilege of my sporting life.
An emotional, outgoing Australian Test captain.
I've been blessed with a wonderful, loving and supportive family, and it breaks my heart to know how much that I've let them down. They've always stood by me, been my most loyal fans, and I'm indebted to them for their support.
Tim Payne announcing his retirement from the captaincy over a series of sexually explicit messages, including a picture sent in 2017.
Nearly 4 years ago, I was involved in a text exchange with a then colleague. At the time, the exchange was the subject of a thorough CA Integrity Unit investigation, throughout which I fully participated in and openly participated in. That investigation and a Cricket Tasmania HR investigation at the same time found that there had been no breach of the Cricket Australia Code of Conduct. Although exonerated, I deeply regretted this incident at the time and still do today.
While Tim Payne says he was exonerated, the re-emergence of the messages in the press and his position as captain is untenable.
On reflection, my actions in 2017 do not meet the standard of an Australian cricket captain or the wider community. I'm deeply sorry for the hurt and pain that I've caused to my wife, my family, and to the other party. I'm sorry for any damage that this does to the reputation of our sport, and I believe that it is the right decision for me to stand down as captain, effective immediately.
In a statement, the Board of Cricket Australia says that it has
accepted Payne's resignation and will now accelerate the process of identifying and appointing a new test captain.
It goes on to say,
while the board acknowledges an investigation cleared Tim of any breach of the code of conduct regarding this matter some years ago, we respect his decision. Cricket Australia does not condone this type of language or behaviour.
It's taken! What a take from Tim Payne!
Tim Payne was appointed Australian captain in 2018 after the infamous sandpaper ball tampering scandal, which saw Steve Smith leave the role in a similarly emotional press conference.
I'll do everything I can to make up for my mistake and the damage it's caused. I'm sorry and I'm absolutely devastated.
Payne, along with the coach, Justin Langer, tasked with restoring the image of Australian cricket.
Slowly trying to build back, I suppose, the respect of the cricket world, our fans and our Australian public.
Today's resignation, another blow to the sport's reputation.
Look, I've heard many people say they're shocked. I'm probably not so shocked as a little bit confused.
Tracy Holmes is the host of the ABC sports podcast, The Ticket.
So I guess it raises all sorts of questions. So in the first instance, should there have been, you know, no breach of behavioural standards there? If that was the case, then what is the motive for making this public now? And I guess, you know, these sorts of historical events that are dealt with at the time, then revisited with a different frame as we all move forward and have different expectations. But how far do we go and where does that line stop?
With a smartphone in everyone's pocket these days, sexually explicit messaging scandals are engulfing all codes of sport.
Sexting, as it's colloquially known, is a relatively common practice these days. We know that from research. You know, do sports stars do it more often? Well, I suspect that they get caught out more often because they're high profile and their actions are in the spotlight.
Professor Catherine Lumby is from the University of Sydney. She was the gender advisor to the NRL, working to educate players in that code.
This doesn't just suddenly happen when a young man turns 18 or 20. It's a set of learned behaviours towards women. It's a sense of entitlement. And I mean, we live in a very gendered society still. You know, women are often shamed for being sexual, and young men are encouraged to be sexual and express their sexuality. And I think we've got to start young saying that's okay if it's consensual. What does consent look like?
In her view, Tim Payne has made the right call.
Well, he's done the right thing if the text and the picture were unwelcome.
While from a cricketing point of view, Tracy Holmes believes it won't impact the team ahead of the Ashes.
What happens in situations like this is that professional athletes focus on the job at hand. They try to ignore everything that is happening outside and place another time to go and deal with those sorts of issues elsewhere. So it's a real test of psychological mettle, isn't it?
Tracy Holmes there, ending that report from Jamie Travers.